There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
Here we are, Regrettable Podcast, episode 22, brought to you by... unofficially now,
right?
By June, the first podcast of June, brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
Mm-hmm. Which technically, when this comes out, will be like the 28th, so it's close enough, right?
Close enough, that's right.
Well, big shout out to Mountain Fork Distilling Company as well.
Mountain Fork Distilling Company. Man. So that's super exciting. So finally somebody thought that we were worthy enough to maybe purchase a little bit off of.
Yeah, this was a charity up until now.
Yeah, it was.
Literally.
And now it still is. They're a charity to us now.
I was going
to
say, finally, there's payment for this, though, in the sense of, you know what I mean? You have been doing it for free for 6 months.
Five months. Solid.
And I couldn't imagine anything more fitting. I mean, we've got a distillery, because if you're not drunk listening to this podcast, you probably should be.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there's a good chance if you're listening to this, you're also a criminal or facing some kind of legal challenges.
In need of a lawyer.
Yeah, a good one,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's pretty much like on retainer now, right?
At all times.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Any legal advice that the show needs.
We can just call her up right now.
Absolutely. Counsel.
I was worried about talking about like channeling my inner serial killer was going to be some sort of crime. Like, you can't talk like that.
Right.
You know, I was worried about it.
You're good.
Okay.
I think that there's a level of freedom of speech there, right?
Yeah. Where I could just say I tried and I failed, which is good, right? That holds up in a court of law. I didn't do it.
I don't think you can yell it like in a crowded movie theater or something. There's something about that.
I'm a serial killer.
Yeah, exactly.
I just tried to be a serial killer in this.
Yeah. I failed at being a serial killer.
Just now.
Any of that.
Yeah.
The panic inducement and all that.
That shouldn't happen. I told you I failed. I didn't do it.
Why does everybody go to a movie theater when it comes to panic inducing things? And this is prior to the shooting, theater shooting stuff.
It's a perfect place. Everybody packed full.
Okay.
You know, everybody's sitting down for enjoyment.
There was technically like a case where a guy like yelled fire in a crowded movie theater and like people were like injured, maybe even killed, like in the stampede to get out of it. There was a famous like Supreme Court case, something versus something. And and then they were like, yeah, you can't do that. That's where like it's a classic example of where your First Amendment rights, your freedom of speech rights stop.
No, they don't stop. You don't get disappeared. You don't get killed by the government.
No. There's where the legal troubles can enter.
Right.
So kind of like your rights are, you have rights to do anything until like your fist touches another man's nose.
Right.
Or woman or child.
Right.
Or non-binary.
Right.
Too, I guess.
This is why
what
we need Laura.
What if you swing on somebody and miss them?
Yeah.
And they say attempted assault. Is there an attempted assault?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. So what if they... I was kidding. I knew that I wasn't going to actually hit you. That I was exercising my rights within.
Yeah.
I'm not touching you.
I didn't touch you. I didn't touch you.
That's the adult version.
Yes.
That you ducked my punch and now I don't go to jail.
Right.
Speaking of, it's Jay Lindley's birthday today.
Speaking of go to jail.
Yeah. Now, this is releasing tomorrow on the 28th, but the 27th of May is Jay Lindley's birthday. It's also a person I know you don't listen because...
Me and Andre 3000.
You and Andre 3000, a good friend of mine, Morgan.
Good friend.
Yeah, right?
doesn't even know his last name.
You just end it there.
Yeah.
Right, is he your friend or a drug dealer?
He was both.
He was combo. Thank you.
Combo.
It's like Blumenfeld or something, isn't it?
Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Morgan Bloomingdale.
I was talking to the dude just last night where they were talking about their drug dealer from back in the day. Is now their drug dealer because they opened up a head shop. You know, opened up a weed shop.
Right.
It's pretty
life
funny.
Is a circle, man.
It does. Yeah. Yeah, it
can we talk about drug dealers?
It'd absolutely. No. Why not?
No.
Why not? We've got Laura Lindley, attorney of law, backing us up with every move now.
She's a civil attorney.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No. Yeah, if we break the law like that, she's not got our back.
Yeah, unless we like an OJ situation where we're found not guilty in the criminal trial, but then we have like a civil suit afterwards, you know.
What's the worst that can happen? We lose our sponsors right away?
No, neither one of our, I guarantee you, we're not losing.
Then we're talking about it. Okay. I don't care. Good. So remember back in the day, Patrick doesn't want to talk about it. Patrick's been clean and cut always.
Well, he'd just have to sit out this conversation for a second.
Okay. I've been talking way, that was honestly my thing. I was actually not going to say a word this podcast.
Because of last one?
Because the last, you keep being like you talk the most, and I don't think that's a good thing. So I figured this time around I would just not say anything.
There you go. Well, Patrick extricates himself from this conversation.
Okay,
he's been always clean and proper.
I know. What's the deal with news guys like
that?
I don't know.
It's like that? Some sort of integrity of journalism or something. I don't follow.
Whatever.
But like you would text him at like 2 in the afternoon, and he'd finally come through at like 9 o'clock at night if he came through at all.
Right.
With just pinched, horrible, like a whole branch in it. You know,
the stem was the gram. Yeah. Basically, that's and hilarious.
I just can't. Those days, I can't talk. I guess.
Well, those days are over. If you live in a state in which you have medical or you have legalized recreational marijuana use, if you're talking about weed. Now, obviously, if somebody was a drug dealer for crack cocaine or methamphetamines, those drug dealers are still around.
Yeah, but just not as socially accepted.
Exactly.
Yeah. In Rand Paul's America, it would be.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's some
not
people-
anymore. The moment that he did his presidential announcement in front of an aircraft carrier, he was done.
He was like, drugs are bad, okay?
Yeah, it was over with for Rand Paul.
But you look at Portugal, they have decriminalized all drugs over there. And correspondingly, overdoses, addiction has dropped.
Really?
Yeah, it's almost, there's like a rebellious aspect to doing drugs, no doubt, you know? Yeah. It's like society tells you shouldn't do it, and every teenager, I mean, since like forever, has that little rebellion. They want to do the opposite of what society and i.e. their parents are telling them to.
Right.
So if you make it socially acceptable, like I know I have friends whose parents smoke a little marijuana from time to time. They absolutely think it's the dullest, most boring, cliche thing to do, and they would never do it. It was like, who am I, dad? What am I going to watch, like The Love Boat next? You know?
Yeah. How would you be rebellious as like a dirty peasant? Like, what's the rebellion there? Like, I'm not going to sow the fields. My dad sows the fields.
I'm not going to eat.
Because you said in all of time.
That's true. And maybe that's not. Maybe not there. Yeah. Okay. You know, a little.
In modern times.
Yeah. Because back then, like, you rebelled by, like, not going to church on Sunday or something. And then they, like, burned you as a witch afterwards. Right. So
you rebelled that by was, living. That was.
Yeah, or that, absolutely.
Yeah.
Or maybe by dying. Like, the slightest amount of rebellious spirit meant you were dead by 12.
Right. I wish we could bring back, like, you know how a couple podcasts ago we were talking about how we wouldn't want to bring back. I would not want to bring back Benjamin Franklin. I'd want to bring back, like, a peasant and sit him down and be like, you know, give across some of the ideas that we talk about, like depression and other stuff. And
it smells so bad.
We'll clean him up.
Okay.
Let him have a shower first.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying because, and you've made this statement before, now that we walk out the door and we don't have to go search for food, the first thing we do.
Yeah.
We can, you know, we make up problems to have.
Yeah, the problem I made up forever ago is I walked out the door and tried to find weed. Like, that was my whole goal for certain days, you know, and the days that it wouldn't happen were so disappointing, you know?
Yeah.
That's just the old way. And, like, I don't know. Things have changed. Kids nowadays don't know. They don't know what it's like. Guess I'm just of an old school.
Absolutely.
An old school way.
Yeah, I think we're all old enough to remember that. Maybe like when you're in high school and you're going to smoke a little bit, you had to like go like a kilometer into the woods.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just had like a tiny little ditchweed pinner joint, you know, and you're like looking over your shoulder the whole time like the cop's going to find us out here. Now you can get like a dab pen and walk around Walmart getting high.
And nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Exactly.
Or nobody's going to say anything because they're high too.
Everybody's high nowadays.
Everybody is high right now.
I talk to like 50, 60-year-old people all the time. They're like, yeah, I went down to the dispensary in Oklahoma, got some gummies this weekend, and don't even know what I did the rest of it. And
like,
you're safe assuming, I think, for most people, you know,
it's like crazy. I've talked to a couple of people in the past couple of weeks that you mentioned gummies. that they talk about they've, you know, discovered this cool gummy that just like zoned them out for hours.
Yeah. What is this?
Yeah. And I'm like, dang, it's the 60 plus crowd is really fine. Like, okay, just like the boomers found Facebook, they're finding weed too, baby.
Even after watching Reefer Madness.
Now that I say that, they knew where weed was. They was getting it too, just like everybody else was from the side guy. You know what I mean?
Could have been.
But they didn't talk about it.
Yeah. Like I've heard enough people be like, oh, now that it's legal, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah, for sure.
Those, you know those people are? There were professionals that were already doing it under the cover.
Right.
And now that it's legal, I'll do it. Now
if I was to take some people at their word, though, they never did it until now that it's actually legal and more or less socially acceptable. And now a couple of them have like dealt with pain management issues for a long period of time. And
I can see
and
that,
fighting you know, the addictive qualities of Oxys or Percocets or whatever, like they were just prescribed by the millions, you know, by their doctor. And now they found this thing that, I don't know, has been like clinically proven to be good not, or not bad for you. I don't know, for the last 4,000 years or something. Maybe it's longer than that. I don't know. As opposed to this thing that's like, you know, a couple decades old.
Right.
And we'll make you steal your grandma's TV and pawn it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's I don't know. That brings me back to the old days when I think about it, or when I watch those videos of people just burning in incredible amounts all at once or something like that. Like what I had to go through sometimes.
Just to get the littlest, tiniest amount.
What I had to go through sometimes, like when I first moved to the States, of course, I lived in Canada when this stuff is on every sidewalk, you know, and it's like decriminalized and all that. When I first got to the States, I had to prove to like I went months without it and then finally found one guy who was willing, not
because
willing.
Because you're a cop.
Exactly. He thought I was a cop and I had to go and like make my case to this random guy, you know,
right.
And he made me in front of everybody and like, oh man, it was a bad time, grimy time thinking back to it and stuff.
Right.
I just feel blessed now.
Yes.
Really
initially,
feel blessed.
You might think that sounds a little overreactive, but even to this day, I mean, we hear stories here locally. They have like whole fleets of narcs, of undercover agents and informants who literally, I don't know, kind of going after meth dealers and stuff's a little difficult. Those guys are a little scary. Sometimes not. They're looking at the three strikes and not ready to go back to jail. So they might do something crazy to keep that from happening or take down as many people as they can with them.
Right.
So let's not mess with those guys. But a guy slanging a little marijuana out of his house, you know, as soon as they find out, they'll be sending waves of informants.
Right.
And
which informants
and
are allowed to smoke or informants are allowed to do the drugs that people think like, oh, this is a cop in front of me trying to buy. Like, no,
it's a meth head.
It's a meth head
trying to avoid a prison sentence.
He can absolutely smoke.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and informants notoriously unreliable. And that's one thing I don't think talked about. We talked a little bit on the podcast last week about a local pharmacy that was, physician's clinic that was raided by the DEA, some other federal agencies for some supposed narcotics related violations. And from what I understand, I can't, you know, I haven't heard anything official from anybody, but they were using informants is where they got the information from. Federal informants, guys, if you haven't been paying attention the last few years, they're garbage. Okay. Yep. I wouldn't trust them. I wouldn't trust if they told me when their birthday was, let alone like what illegal activity they suspect someone of doing.
They could just be disgruntled people who aren't getting their scripts filled anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Seekers themselves.
No idea.
A person who got busted with a prescription or with a prescription medication that they did not have a prescription for. And they're like, well, this place just gave it to me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And anything, people will do absolutely anything they can to get themselves out of a potentially legally liable situation.
That's right. And this conversation brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law, downtown DeQueen.
That's right.
And the birthday boar, how you feeling today, man?
I'm good, man. I'm having a blast. Thank you guys for making it special. Thanks to the wife, the ladies here at the office, help, you know, everybody making it special. The people that listen to our morning show, they made it special this morning.
Hey, a workplace that can make you feel special on your birthday is that's a special thing.
Yeah, it is.
The last place I worked at, I was quite surprised on It was around my birthday. I got a message to go up to the front, and I get up there, and everyone in this place of employment, it was like 30 people, were all there waiting for me. I get in the middle. They all sing me happy birthday. They bring me a cake. It's very special. Get a little gift card and everything, and everybody's like, happy birthday. And I'm like, this is so great, guys. I've never been anywhere that like celebrates your birthday like this, but my birthday is for not 2.5 weeks.
Oh, no.
And everyone turned like beet red all at once. I was like, I appreciate it. It was very much a surprise. No doubt. I did not expect my birthday party.
That's the most surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it's one thing if it's like day or two before, understand your birthday's on Saturday, you know, do it on Friday or something, but not on a Tuesday 2.5 weeks before your birthday.
And it wasn't like a combo birthday where everybody in that month had the same you know, birthday party.
That's a smart idea.
Because they had asked me like a week before, like, what's your favorite cake or whatever. And I told them, I remember this video. It don't matter, just any type of cake. So they got me a cake with that fondant stuff on it, and it was red. It was a red-colored cake, and I remember I had some of the cake. I hate cake, really. I'm more of a pie guy. But I had some of the cake because it was for me. The next day, I thought I was going to die because when I went to use the bathroom and I go to finish up, the toilet bowl is filled with red. And I had always said I haven't been to a doctor in years or ever, I guess, not since I was a kid with like an ear infection or something.
Right.
But I always said one thing that is going to take me to the doctor is blood in my stool. And I was absolutely terrified.
When there was a mass amount of it?
Yes, a mass, like hemorrhaging out of my anal orifice.
Right.
So I told Caitlin, and she was like, oh, my goodness, have you had anything crazy to eat? And I was like, I had that cake yesterday. And she was like, it's the red dye in it. And sure enough.
Dang.
Yep, I've had it since then. Green, same thing happened.
Yeah. Black cake will also make it green.
I don't need it. Like if it's got fondant, I don't need it.
Hybrid green.
Yeah.
Any case.
Yeah.
You were talking about a ridiculous grinder commercial. I've been seeing one. We got Hulu, and so anybody who has Hulu probably has seen this commercial. I don't know if it's just maybe I'm just old, but I like water. You know, I found that a traditional drinking item. Never been one to discredit water or to cast it aside if it's given to me. But there's a series of commercials. We've seen like three now in Hulu. I don't even know why we're seeing commercials. We pay for the damn service. Why are we still seeing
commercials?
Now you got to pay more to get rid of the commercials.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess so. But it's advertising this product Mio, which is some kind of flavor addition to your water. And it's all these commercials. Like it's like a couple of guys trapped in a mine shaft that collapsed, and one guy's like, "Do we have anything to drink?" And he's like, "Just water." And the other guy's like, "Bleh." And then like somebody, like the rescuers open up a hole in the shaft and drop down some Mio, and they're like, "Hey, we're gonna come down there and get you." And he's like pouring it in the water. He's like, "We're fine now. To come back later."
Yeah, I've seen something like that.
And they're all just like, "Are you tired of water?"
No.
I mean, my body says no. It seems to appreciate it.
Yeah.
What's all the water hate nowadays?
It's just disgusting. It's gross. And like, you know, what is in this Mio?
Yeah,
it's sugar.
Yeah.
It's sugar.
Oxo monohydrostenate. That's probably real good.
Yeah. There was another one, same brand. And this is the first one I saw of it, is this guy who's like crawling through the desert, and he's got tattered clothing and stuff. And he comes upon this cooler, and he thinks it's a mirage, and he opens it up, and he's like, "Water."
Yeah. The same thing,
you know? And then this helicopter comes by and throws down the Mio, and he's like, "I'm good. I'll make it now." What?
Yeah.
If you're crapping on water, your life is like, that's just a bad time in your life. We had a friend recently who was like, we were all at a birthday, your birthday party.
Yeah, right? You were there. We were all there.
Yeah. And all of us were having bottles of water in intervals of our drinks.
Yeah. I try to have one cup of water for every cup of beer.
One for one. Yeah. Me too.
Right. And then this one guy comes up and he's like, "Ugh. Water. Like,
why is everybody drinking water?"
Yeah, it's an essential component of life. I thought
it's like the basic component of life.
And also, I found out when I do that beer water throughout the night. Like if I'm drinking all night, then I wake up without a headache.
It's amazing.
The craziest thing.
Wow. The smartest guy in the world. You know.
Soon enough, they're gonna have something that like flavors your air.
Are you tired of breathing?
Yeah. Like you're like in
some
space.
Febreze you just like shoot that you just take a huff of.
It's this guy in space who's like about to die of no air, and then this guy comes air. I don't want air. And then this guy is, you know, flavored air. Ooh.
Yeah.
We're getting so...
That's strawberries.
Decadent and ritzy. Like,
I remember telling the guy who was questioning all of us drinking water, I was like, dude, we've been drinking since 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Yeah. And we're still standing. You've been here an hour and a half and you can barely keep yourself up. Okay. Maybe try a little bit.
Try a sip of water. Yeah. When's the last time? 1983. I had water. It was gross.
Yeah. I get it in my Dr. Pepper. Thank you. It's one of the 53 ingredients.
I've actually heard that. Actual statement. Yes. I get it in my soda pop. I was like, you gotta understand, soda is negative water, right? Yeah. It takes water from your body.
Yeah, it's a negative.
It's not a fluid.
Water.
It is. It's crazy. Yeah.
What about coffee? You get a little water. You a little.
It's all water with the extract of the coffee. Coffee is a diuretic, also though, so it is a negative. Technically, a negative.
It's a negative water. Might make you lose more water than what you.
Yeah. Right.
Try a glass of water. To me, water, delicious. Mm-hmm. Absolutely refreshing. Nothing like working in the yard, turning on the garden hose, drinking right out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Caitlin
Laura
says something about lead. I don't
stand that. Yeah, Laura can't stand when I do that. But.
If you've noticed that, like, you don't drink water and you can't seem to quench your thirst. All these things say thirst quenchers.
And you're always hungry.
Yeah. And you're always hungry. It's like if you look at these things, there's people in the lab putting together chemicals and ingredients to make it so you want the next one. Of course, Dr. Pepper doesn't quench your thirst. You need to know, I'm just not quenching my thirst. Keep going with the Dr. Peppers.
But it's got electrolytes.
Yeah. You'll find that water actually quenches the thirst, my friend.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's like kept people alive for, I don't know, a long, like 4,004 years.
Yeah, long time, my friends.
I've read that if your body gets dehydrated enough, extreme dehydration,
you'll die.
Then, that's a little more extreme. Yeah. But no, beyond that, though, your body will act like it's hungry. And that's so you'll eat. It can then absorb as much moisture from the food as it can.
Right.
But if you are always hungry, even after you just ate, you're probably thirsty for water.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah. Mm. And I'll
look it up right now, but I guarantee that's a fact.
My cat, which is a dumb animal, like it seems to not want the water. And when I look it up, people are like, "Oh, it'll get it from its food. It's wet food when you feed it. It'll get this water from
like
there."
A bug or something?
I'm looking at the cat like, you're an idiot. Just drink the water and you'll be fine. You don't need to get your water from the wet food that I give you once a week, by the way. It's dry food all the rest of the time. Yeah. It won't drink water.
It's probably getting it from somewhere else then.
Well, what I've been doing is I pour water into her dry food and then she'll eat the whole thing. So I've managed to
trick her again
into it, but... Stupid creature. Hmm. Drink the water. You know this. This is your instincts. You know this.
I don't know. I think I'll take our friend's advice. His Dr. Pepper. His Dr. Pepper advice. Start watering my plants with it and see what happens. I was telling you earlier about the segue to something very quickly and briefly and maybe a laugh or two. I saw a meme that perfectly encapsulates my gardening experience. It was like it said 8 weeks now, $140 in supplies and daily watering, and in 3 to 4 weeks I'll be able to pick my first 25-cent vegetable.
Yes.
Now I think some of those vegetables worth a little more, right? That bundle of kale that you handed over to that's high dollar stuff.
For
sure. Yeah,
quite worth its weight in gold
for sure.
And I said that Laura and I have made a few salads off of what you've provided, and that if you got those in the restaurant, that had probably been $30-$35 worth of salads that you've provided.
Right.
So, you know,
I'm saving you all money.
Exactly.
Yeah. If anything, a bundle of kale to me is going to be worth more than gold, because you get to eat the kale.
I guess at the end of the day, in post-apocalyptic times, gold's not going to do.
It's a bad metal. It's not useful for anything.
Conductive. It's a very conductive.
It's conductive.
Yeah. Sure. Second most conductive. And malleable, too. Yeah. That's true.
What you going to do with it? Post-apocalyptic.
Make shoes out of it, I guess.
Make shoes.
Make jewelry. The same thing they did originally when they found the gold. Oh, my gosh.
Display your wealth. I don't know. Exactly. Come on. Yeah.
So you'd be some, like, leader of the roaming necromongers. Yeah. And you have, teeth of your enemies embedded into gold rings.
Absolutely. I like that.
I guess I like that.
Yeah. But Mr. T with, the gold. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be serious, the garden is an investment, and I hope so. I spent a lot more than $140. I've spent like 10 times that much just on the dirt that goes in it. So Like I was telling y'all earlier, to garden is to believe in tomorrow, and Suge Knight said that.
Yeah, right? That was Suge Knight.
I think I said Cardi B earlier. It was Suge Knight.
So, yeah, you're waking up every day on the faith that tomorrow is
we'll
today.
Be here, yeah.
It better be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to pluck that squash.
Yeah. I got to get to work.
Oh, me.
Yeah. But birthday, man, like,
yeah,
you have so many birthdays under your belt now.
That's such a nice way to put That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. What a way to say you're old as bro.
Surely something exciting has happened in this 43 years. What's the best birthday?
Yeah. Ooh. Why haven't you just offed yourself by now?
Yeah.
Best birthday. That's an interesting one. I've skydived for my birthday. Landed on the Florabama line right there. Whoa. So I landed in Alabama and Florida.
Yeah.
Then
saw him in concert.
Yeah, right. Not Florida, Georgia. So the other line.
Flo Rida. Yeah, it was featuring Alabama.
Flo Rida liked one of my tweets once. No, but anyway, I have rode in a hot air ballooning in Colorado Springs. That was beautiful.
Are you Jackie Chan and around the world in 80 days? You're doing all these amazing things every birthday.
I've been on cruises during my birthday. We have taken a lot of vacations during my birthday. I mean, that you got to think about end of school time.
Yeah.
So kids are out of school. So like the first week or two of end of school is when we usually took our vacation, and that usually overlapped with my birthday.
Nice. Yeah.
So we'd be a lot of places for my B-day.
Nice. So you've been very spoiled on your birthday.
I have as of recent, for sure.
I know my worst birthday is the one that Patrick got in a fight with my stepfather.
Like a no
physical
way.
Fight. Yeah, on the beach.
Really?
Yeah.
On the beach?
Well, it wasn't my day, okay? And I wanted it to be.
Yeah. Patrick funny. Was this angsty, like, you know, dyed black teenager, and like, you know, I don't swim.
And if you've never seen him, he's like blonde.
Yeah, exactly.
So
he's very
sandy
clean
blonde,
cut now.
Yeah.
But of course, like, how are you going to swim in goth pants? Like, you know?
That
like
take you right to the bottom.
That's right. All the chains and
yeah,
whatnot.
The studs.
So, yeah, that's you get awesome. Caught up. Your chain wallet gets caught up on some coral.
Gets something. Eaten by a fish that's, like, attracted to the glimmering,
oh, yeah.
glimmering studs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So my stepdad was trying to force Patrick in, like, you know, ah, come on, you know?
Yeah.
And they ended up getting into a little bit of a brawl.
A scuffle.
Yeah, that's a better word
for it.
It
wasn't as bad as, I don't remember it being as bad as I think maybe the family lore tries to present
the
it.
The family
as.
Lore knows better.
Yeah, I remember it was more like some friendly wrestling,
no.
like some Greco-Roman wrestling, you know?
In the sand.
Got naked and greased up. And
well, that's it. He was wanting me to get naked yes. to go swimming.
Yes.
The story keeps getting better.
I'm not taking my Chemical Romance sweater off. No, Patrick was too old for that.
I love it.
Yeah, he wasn't a black parader.
No.
It was more like Korn, right? You're
no.
a Korn
oh, absolutely.
Guy. You like Korn. Oh,
Children of Bodom. That was
oh, yeah.
a biggie, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Fred Durst and the Limp Bizkit. You were a Limp
yeah,
Bizkit
there we
guy.
Go. Yeah, yes. yeah, yeah. yeah.
What you want now?
Linkin Park, come on.
Okay. Yeah, Linkin Park. I want to listen to some Linkin Park.
I wrote one of my best birthdays,
yeah.
If we're going to talk about Tyler's worst, was actually my 30th. And it wasn't anything to it was at my house. You were there, Tyler. And it was just a few years back. And I remember, like, in the week before, I was telling Kaylin, I was like, you know, I just, like, miss so many of our friends. Like, they're all scattered all over the place. And it's like they'll never like be together.
All
we're never,
together
we're
again.
Never
yeah.
all going to be together again. And there's a group of friends that we went camping all the time. We like stay. We went to we went out of town, out of state, and did things. You know, it was always the same like big group of folks. And it kind of broke my heart. It was my 30th birthday. I had
yeah.
this kind of, you know, seeing my 20s disappear.
Yeah.
I knew I wasn't going to get that back.
Feeling a little nostalgic.
So have the 30th birthday party, and she manages to get like. Every one of those people over at our house. There was like there was a couple that didn't make it. Even folks that, but now they are folks that are still local, and I conceive quite regularly. But it was amazing. Like I think I was riding with you, Tyler. You like took me somewhere. You're like, oh, I gotta go to work. Come with
oh,
me.
That's right.
And it came back, and they were like all there, like all the people that like a week before I was like, I'll never see these people in the same place again. And
yeah,
and, that was really cool. You
that
know?
Was a great party, man.
Yeah,
that was a party of the ages.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I always try like a little bit of a trick here and there. I didn't for Patrick's last birthday, but the one before that is when I got you the grill, and we were like, okay, we're grilling tonight. We're gonna do, and he just had a charcoal grill, and you know, Patrick was like, make sure to get charcoal because we're out. And I was like, okay, perfect. So I went and got him a propane grill and then went back home, or I set it up at work and then brought it back and placed it like strategically in the driveway, went around and, you know, was talking about, hey, happy birthday, man. I don't got anything for you, but, you know, happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, man, I forgot coal. I forgot to pick up coal, charcoal. And I'm like, you want to ride with me? This is a dumb story. What am I?
No, it's a great story.
I love this.
I'm hanging on to this story. You, oh, if you don't finish it, we're gonna fight. No.
I take him around the corner. I'm like, man, can you want to roll with me? Your birthday, spend some time together, and we walk around the corner, and
there it is, the char king.
Yeah, the char king. Nice. Man.
Yeah, and it was perfect because it was like COVID-19 had just hit. Our oven goes out.
Oh, yeah.
And it literally took 2 or 3 months for me to get the element in to replace as the element went out. And so, I mean, we learned to cook anything and everything. Totino's pizzas, it didn't matter. Anything could be cooked on that grill.
Oh, bro, and y'all taught me the Totino's pizzas on the grill. It's just some goodness.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
We cooked you, or Patrick cooked you those those burritos, they like 18 pack of burritos, frozen burritos you can buy. Those on the grill were like mighty, you know, anything and everything.
What was the meat in a tube sock?
Boudin on the grill.
Meat in a tube sock.
That was good stuff.
That always gives me like the manliest stuff, like the propane grill and then a Frisker's splitting maul. And then on the last birthday, like you pulled off a coup and got a Husqvarna 450 like logging chainsaw.
Yeah.
And the other day I was using it and I was chopping trees up. I was taking the splitting maul and chopping wood with it. I felt like such a man.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So he literally just created work for you.
That's true. Exactly. But it was stuff that I was kind of doing already with poorer tools.
Yeah, right. And that's, I guess I have this image of Patrick in my mind. He's a man, you're a manly man,
right?
You know, and when they try and birthday shop for me, they're like, oh, I don't know what to get this
this magic card.
Yeah. Hey, speaking
of fishing pole,
speaking of grills, that's what the wife got me
for your birthday,
a Cuisinart.
Whoa,
big old for my birthday. Yesterday, whoa, like come home last night from jujitsu, and it, in the back of my truck is completely put together this big, huge, massive grill that's like twice the size that my current one feels like. About the same size, but it just
already put together.
Yeah, that's already put together.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and the boys like unloaded out of the grill, just put it in the backyard there where the other one is. I'll move the other one out. I put the old cover over the new one, fit perfectly. So, but it's got like a window in it. So I can see the stuff cooking. I don't have to just open. You don't. It's like a beautiful. So you don't lose the heat.
Yeah, sure.
It's got a griddle, so I could cook pancakes. I can sear the steak, like you mentioned.
Yeah,
you mentioned.
Like you could do everything.
Everything
for breakfast on the grill now.
Yes.
So our new sponsor, the Man Grate.
Yes.
You haven't heard of the Revolution, Jay?
No.
Your dad's still alive, Tyler?
No.
Do you have any family members still alive?
What?
Okay. Kidding. Norm MacDonald joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. From his podcast.
Gotcha.
He got the Man Grate to sponsor him, and then like the first time they did a live ad for it, Man Grate, they hated it so much they pulled the
they pulled the
sponsorship.
It's like, is your dad alive? No.
Because if he was, he would like the Man Grate.
He's just reading the box. He has no idea what this thing is. He's like, it's the grilling revolution. Like, you haven't heard of the revolution? Yeah. So good.
And never mind.
I keep meaning to look up what the Man Grate is. It's just a little grill thing, right?
Is it like the what's the boxer that did the
George Foreman?
The Foreman grill?
No, it's like an attachment. It's like an extra grate that you can throw on top of the grates, you know, like it's as seen on TV.
How would it reduce it? You're still like the oil and fat and butter that still comes down and causes a flare up still happening.
It's
right?
Just further away.
Yeah, it's just further away.
Yeah, I don't know.
Me eat
doesn't sound like much of a revolution to me.
No.
If we do this long enough, they'll go ahead and.
They'll eventually bang us up, bitch and stuff
the whole time.
Yeah. So what we should do is, at this point, probably go in. Did they bring the food in already? Have we seen the food?
I see
come
everybody
through?
Escaping that way.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know.
No, Benita's still there. Benita's there. I'm
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, Benita's there. I'm right here. Yeah. So we're good to go. Continue till then. Yeah. She'll come let us know when the food's here.
That's right. So we got birthday party for yes. Jay Lindley going on at the station right now.
It's all
now.
About me today, and I it really, is. Really, y'all don't understand how you much like I like that. This.
You
this
like
is
that.
Big because I. You know,
I've seen the console raise six inches a couple times. Though.
I'm not a selfless person by any means, but I like to. Make
a selfless
sure
or
I'm not a selfless person.
Oh.
Yeah. I know this.
He's a little selfish.
But I know this.
Okay.
But I also try on a daily basis to go above and beyond for my fellow peeps.
Right.
So I try, if you got something going on, be like, hey, can I help you with anything? Right. You know what I mean? I try. Uh-huh.
First eyewitness right here. First hand witness.
Yeah, you're like the little man's hero.
So on my day, on today, I appreciate that you guys are just going all out for me. So right. Thank you. I appreciate
and you can be as selfless as
I'm
you
being
want
selfish
yeah.
today, baby. No.
But I was going to get you the man crate, but I checked this garbage, and that's where I put it.
So you're just an ingrate.
So maybe tell Johnny Wayne Restro, our new sales rep
Johnny
over
B.
there. He's in the dark recording stuff. That's not good for you.
Does he prefer
he's
that
He's like a Reddit kid.
So, gotcha. Yeah,
that makes so much sense now.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
that's
by
his
the
life,
way.
Is a dark room with a bright computer screen burning into his eyes.
I joined Reddit like 8 years ago when it was just full of white supremacy and,
oh my goodness,
and women hate and like serial killer manifestos and this
cheese
and that.
Pizza links every other
right.
post.
And then now it's like, you know, here's my cat and it's the top voted thing. So I guess it exploded and got big.
Yeah.
You know, it turned from this horribly depressing, horrible place, wretched hive full of scum and villainy.
It has a veneer of like amazingness sometimes to it. My eyes were opened a little bit to Reddit after we watched Chernobyl, the HBO 5-part docu-series, I guess is what that is. And I was like, I'll read a couple of things about it. And I saw there was a Chernobyl subreddit, and there are people on there who know how they're very much familiar with how to work Soviet era RBMK nuclear reactors, and going on there and be like, no, this is the camera angle on the show doesn't show this real well enough, but when you press the scram button, this is exactly what happened. You know, like going in there and explaining.
Yeah,
I was quite impressed by the amount of knowledge that people had just on
or
something
BS.
As or be yeah, but again, there were other people who very much were like, yeah, you got the, you know,
his
I
other accounts.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that's,
I know.
No. You're right. You're right for the most part. There's some very knowledgeable people on there. And that's why Reddit is so cool. It doesn't matter what you're into. There's a subreddit for you.
Yeah,
there really is.
Reddit was cool early on. Because wasn't it the first one that really made the thumb up and the thumb down like the reason why stuff got saw and not saw?
Yeah, upvotes and downvotes. And sometimes the things that got major downvotes also got seen high because they were so controversial, getting downvoted like crazy.
I wish you could downvote things on Facebook.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
I wish Facebook would do that because, and they've kind of started some sort of, you can notify them that it's fake news or whatever.
Right.
But,
I
wish you could downvote stuff.
Yeah, that's
right.
Great.
There is a Reddit for everything. I'm on the gardening subreddit. It's cool. Sometimes see the I've stolen some ideas for planting ideas that people have had on there. But I saw one, a guy posted his living room with all this plants, and he's like, he looked good looking dude, and he's like huddled down, and somebody was like, oh, you need to post this to r/ hot guys with plants. And I checked it out, and I'm like the hottest guy on of anybody on there. I need to get some plant pictures on there.
You've been on R Mulch?
R Mulch?
No, I'm sure. It's
oh,
a thing.
Yeah.
So R Mulch is Reddit. Mulch.
Yeah,
okay,
Reddit/ Mulch will take you to those subreddits. And like every Reddit that you go to, or every subreddit, you go into the sidebar and you can see related subreddits. So like that's how I found that hole we were talking about on the last one, Overwatch. Is a game that I play, and then you hit the sidebar, and it's like Overwatch League, Overwatch University, Overwatch Strategy, Overwatch Porn. And the porn one has more subscribers in it than all the other ones combined. Which is why I know Reddit is not the place for me, but it kind of is at the same time. Some of the Reddits I've been into is so weird. Like the tiniest little thing has some sort of following to it, guaranteed.
Yep. I will check out this mall. I want to be the compost king.
Right.
Let's. We should put him on there. Can we do that?
Let's test it live on the podcast. Uh-oh. I'm going to Reddit.
Nice.
I'm going to mulch. R mulch. Dang it. It's not one.
Doesn't mean it can't be one.
Yeah, we'll have to make it one.
I was going to say, can you set up subreddit thingies?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Nice.
So we can do RJTP.
Ooh.
And make a whole morning brew Reddit.
Subreddit. And then if some stupid person that has a lot of followers like made fun of us or liked it, then they would tell people about it, and then we might have more followers.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure how much we want that.
That's true. No. We don't want that kind of...
No. I haven't explored much Reddit, but the most toxic subreddit that I've found so far is the woodworking subreddit.
Really?
Yes, because I went out there, I did a little woodworking, and I was like...
You think that'd
be
wholesome?
Yeah, I know. I was like, maybe I'll post my little thing on there, and then I realized there were people who had stuff a lot nicer than I did, and people were just absolutely trashing it. Like, well, you didn't miter this... Very right. Oh, that's a piss poor dovetail you got right there. I mean, just nitpicking, trashing everything on there. I mean,
it really is the place for all like the neckbeard king trolls, you know. But like, there can be like, neckbeard is a loose term.
Yeah,
you think of the neckbeard and the anime and the body pillow and the McDonald's or the Mountain Dew and Dorito cocktail and whatnot. But there's neckbeards of woodworking. There's neckbeards. They're contrarian.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
exactly.
With the chin held high.
Extremely pretentious.
Yeah, on everything. Key making. I'm sure those are terrible.
Yeah.
Those are terrible key teeth you have there. Like, you know, or I don't know, just anything. You can think of anything.
Computer fixer uppers.
Oh, those! There's one called PC Master Race.
Boom.
That's it's like.
Hey, by the way, Tyler is a master at PC fixing.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
He not only first saved my work that I had, you know, that my computer malfunctioned.
Hosting Hochtown.
Yeah, hosting Hochtown.
By the way,
shout out.
Check it out.
What I thought was it's gone, you know, it's in a continuous reboot loop. And once it gets, I've had two computers do that. Once it's there, I'm just like, don't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but I need these two episodes and brought it to him. Boom. First thing he did was pull the episodes. So those were safe.
Yeah.
And then with his like, we'll see what we can do. And you got it fixed?
Well,
or did it not fix?
You see,
I jumped out on on a limb to brag on him.
Well, here's the thing.
Pornhub really did a number on me.
Yeah. Jay, this was, we could not save it.
Uh-oh.
The keyboard was stuck together.
Next time you get an email from a Nigerian prince, just click on it, man.
He promised so many things.
No, your computer is actually working better than it ever has right now.
I believe that.
But
seriously.
It's completely wiped.
That's good.
That's good. But I have
There was nothing on there except for the hosting Hochtown.
Seriously, cool edit. Now Jay Lindley's computer is leaving fixed with a new operating system and three times the amount of RAM.
Listen to this,
buddy.
And wow. Can I need to get... Because I'm afraid if I get my own cool edit again, I'm going to get something that's full of...
No, these ones are clear.
Okay.
They're clear because I have it on my computer and my computer has... My computer is
clean.
Fort Knox.
Fort Knox.
Everything that enters it gets scanned and quarantined if there's an issue and blah blah blah.
Most importantly, can he still play his Mario game on
he
there?
May.
Exactly.
Okay. Still play your old computer games there.
I've been playing Dig Dug on that thing for a minute, bro.
Dig Dug. Got Oregon Trail, the third version.
Exactly.
On there.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Oregon Trail 3 OT3.
Yeah. Shout out, we're waiting for the promo that's coming right away of the Oregon Trail. We did.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a promo that I have ready to go that's
really
Oregon Trail related. Yeah.
I don't remember how old I was, probably 10, 11, 12, give or take, where my school best friend and my home best friend met each other for the first time.
Oh, that's always a weird situation.
Worlds collide.
Richard Crossan, shout out to Richard Crossan, who was my school best friend. Anthony Slover, shout out to Anthony, who was my home best friend. those two worlds collided, and oh my goodness, it was weird.
Did they like each other?
No, I don't think so. No. I don't think they didn't. They didn't connect. Okay. You know what I mean?
So they were ripping you apart,
basically.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like they were like, "Let's get rid of Lindley. You're awesome."
Yeah. Right. Probably. That's.
I would have to assume both of you guys, and I definitely feel like in this situation, I was like the center. I was like the catalyst for everything. And when I left Canada, the friends I had up there just never hung out with each other again.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, I can see that. You too?
Not so much, but I think I was a...
I was a contributing factor.
I think when I reconnect with friends now, especially, because I used to think... I mean, because I didn't for a while. I didn't connect with anybody.
Right.
From school... Or, you know what I mean? Or, well, I guess Anthony was about the only person I stayed connected with. Yeah, I even lost touch with Richard for quite a while. I don't know. For a while, I lost connection. So at that point, I was thinking, well, maybe they're not important in my life.
Right.
And I see a lot of people on social media sometimes who's like, well, I don't need a friend request on social media because if we was friends, I'd know you in real life. You know what I mean? Mm. And it's like, it's that what social media is all about? But I don't even know why I went to that subject.
Well, the thing lost about like, friends, man, like I'm a bad one. I'm a bad friend, and I'm able to just like leave and exit and never say anything again. I was trying to say it better than that,
but that's what I was saying. I'm a bad friend. I was trying to make myself sound better than that. But yes. I am a bad friend.
Bad friend. And like, yeah, I mean, like my most recent thing of that was at the dealership, I was always pulling together these things, these nights and stuff, trying to like, you know, between certain departments and stuff, people who never really hung out with each other and stuff. And I don't imagine they continued on after I left.
Right.
You know, and I remember one guy who was so like when I was leaving, he was like, everybody wants to hang out with you. Everybody wants to be around you. You know, it was a very weird thing. I was like, ugh. Like, I didn't want to see any of them again after that.
It completely turned you off to hanging out with them.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
Because they saw you as their neckbeard god or whatever.
I guess so. I was the neckbeard god.
But you know what I mean? I can see how when you realize that you are the reason why people want to be around, I can see why you don't want to hang around with those people anymore.
Right. Or have an original thought of your own.
We're supposed to have a guest, right? That didn't. First, it was going to be John
Cena.
Cena, thank you. Cena. I was going to. I want to give it like Latin pronunciation to it. John Cena was supposed to be here. He couldn't make it. He's very sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Very sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. Booyong Shie. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then Michio Kaku was going to stop in to let everyone know that he actually was not on the podcast a few episodes ago, even though we said he was.
Right.
He actually.
Well, physics of the impossible. He doesn't know he wasn't here yet because time travel is not around
that's
yet.
That's the Heisenberg principle.
That's like, right.
Yeah. You can't measure where he's at and also know where he's going at the same time.
Right.
So he has no effing clue.
The first person to admit that he may have been on this podcast would be Michio Kaku.
That's true, yeah. Because, you know, like, atoms are always jostling, right? They could have jostled in such a certain position that he was, like, catapulted from wherever he's at to here in the studio.
Yeah, and he just doesn't recognize any of us. Yeah. Like, oh, Michio, Dr. Kaku, I mean, you were, you know, you were at my wedding.
Yeah, you were here for, like, a nanosecond at least.
And then we're going to have, we're working on, go ahead.
Polish Rambo, right?
Polish Rambo, yeah.
Kenny Blaskowitz.
Wallowitz.
Wallowitz.
Wallowitz. Okay. Blaskowitz sounds cooler, though, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of where I got the Rambo.
Right. Blaskowitz. Yeah. So we're looking at adding a fourth dynamic at some point for some short segments. Our Canadian correspondent who's
lighten the load a little bit.
He'll come with something. He's got 22 podcasts worth of things that he could have said.
Nice.
But he'll say them all now.
Catch up with Kenny Wallowitz.
Yeah, that's right. Kenny Wallowitz, Canadian.
Cats up. Sorry.
Flavored chips with Kenny Wallowitz.
Canadian Kenny Wallowitz.
They love their chips up there.
They do. They have all kinds of different ones.
Yeah, dill chips is real big up there.
All dressed, which are a thing here now, but most all dressed bags come with a Canadian leaf on them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is a Canadian chip.
They're abhorrent.
What?
Ain't no naked chips anymore.
No, all dressed, as in we took every flavor ever and put them all onto one chip.
So is that like when you mix all the colors together and they just turn brown?
Yeah. Or like sushi. You know, like really pretentious sushi has got like 15,000 flavors.
Yeah.
And all of them combined to be terrible.
Tastes like rice, like kind of kind of smelly rice.
That's right. Smelly rice.
I like sushi.
Of course. Of course. I like tame sushi. I like, you know.
Laura doesn't like the fishy smell.
I like white people sushi.
Offensive sushi.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But yeah, Laura, she thoroughly enjoys the, or no, she does not like any sushi so far. Now, she doesn't like fishy items.
Right.
So that lends to, you know.
Our mom is, she abhors seafood of any kind. Oysters, shrimp,
fish, anything, scallops.
Yeah, anything that came from the water, that breathes water, she absolutely hates. And it always cracks me up as she lives in Canada, and the Safeway store that they used to have, or maybe it's not Safeway, it was a place that she used to do all her grocery shopping, turned into a Filipino / Korean grocery mart, which means that there is nothing but fish throughout the whole thing, and just like species of fish that no one in the United States has ever heard of.
Right.
You know, I mean, just like the nastier the better.
Right. See, well, yeah.
Like a nightmare shopping in there now for her.
For her, yeah.
See, I love Chinese food, but I don't love Chinese food. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what real Chinese food is. I like Americanized Chinese food. I like that, like, sticky, horrible beef and broccoli with that sauce that's just like caramelized, you know. I don't know. It's
more like a glaze than a sauce.
It is a glaze.
It's caramelized.
Yeah.
I went to a real Chinese restaurant in Brussels, in Belgium, and it classifies like folks are all from China, and it was not a buffet. It was order off the menu, and it was paid for. It was like a business thing. So I was like, well, I'll get something crazy. Got the shark fin soup, which I guess is a little bit of a staple over there. Grossest thing I've ever eaten. And then, of course, you know, the fact that they like take the shark out of the water, cut its fin off, and then put the shark back into the water. That doesn't make it any more appetizing.
I figured they just like fin off shark into the garbage.
Yeah. Right?
I let like, them throw them back. I use them as chum.
Yeah.
When you see things like that, you realize how much we've dominated the earth.
Yes.
In other species. Like, let's just take like a rhino knees and just chop the knees out and leave the rhino to fester. Yeah. Or like real other things, like, you know, elephant, just cut off its tusk and leave this.
Yeah, the dead
massive
elephant.
Dead elephant. Just the rest, rot it. I don't care.
It's crazy. There's so little use, I guess. I don't know. I guess people don't eat elephant or whatever. So one of the things they've been doing to stop the poaching and the illegal ivory trade is they'll actually go trank an elephant, cut off its tusks.
Yep.
Mm. Makes an empty gesture now. You're not going to kill an elephant that's been detusked already. You know?
Right.
That's like our best solution right now.
It's just like take away the valuable thing.
Yeah.
So take away the giraffe tail or
how
whatever.
How desperate they must be in China for certain things. They're like powder up tiger bones and snort them so they can increase their sexual prowess. Viagra, bro? You ever heard of Viagra? Okay. But to go back to like rhinos and hunters or elephants and stuff is if you're down with those animals, like if you want to see more of them, some regard, you need to support your wildlife hunters. Those safaris and stuff where people pay big money to go shoot those animals, man, they contribute greatly to the salaries of the game wardens in those places, which are the front line against poachers, right? Like there was that dude, that dentist from Minneapolis, I think, or St. Paul, who recently, a few years back, he killed Cecil the lion, who was this well-known lion in Africa. He was really old. He wasn't part of the breeding pool anymore, and his day had come. They gave this guy a tag to kill Cecil, and he did. He paid like $250,000 to do this.
Dang.
And he caught so much flack. And yeah, it's not something I would ever do. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of honor or glory. And so especially like an old lion that's like 25 years old, can't see. It like has arthritis and you just walk up to it and blast it in the head. But again, it's not like it's contributing to the gene pool anymore. When they hunt for rhinos and elephants, they only have a few tags and they're just to cull the population. You know, again, they got one or two that aren't contributing. They're old, not contributing to the gene pool anymore. So go ahead and blast them. And again, nothing I would ever do myself. I just not much glory to it, but the amount that they pay for it, you know, like that guy who paid $250,000 to shoot that one line. I mean, he paid the salary of like probably a dozen game wardens right. over there.
See, my yep. problem with that whole thing is that when I imagine some douche paying a ridiculous amount of money to go and do that, it's like dentists get to do this now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he rents a building in the middle of a strip mall and he gets to drop $250,000 and go and hunt a lion.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I thought that was reserved for like the upper elites, not just any asshole. You know?
Well, you know, if either one of y'all put me out to pasture and have somebody hunt me down because I am no longer adding to the gene pool,
yeah,
then we're gonna have some problems.
Man, but that's regrettable the true, gene pool. That's the true hunt, right?
Yeah, hunting the most dangerous game.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. The most dangerous game.
Is Rambo that a movie?
Again? Yeah,
is that
yeah.
A movie?
Iced okay. tea as well.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah. Hard Target with
Steven Seagal
Or no, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's easy to mix.
And
those
Lance Henriksen.
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
Billy Zane.
Oh yeah, Billy Zane
is like all star.
Yeah. What all a star studded cast of B-list celebrities.
C-list celebrities, yeah. Yeah. That's
hilarious. But yes, yeah, now you're just the average dentist of yeah. Dale Doctor.
And, yeah, yeah.
Unless you're a dentist listening, good on you.
You want to sponsor this podcast?
Yeah. But yeah, you just come up, you charge Medicare a lot for a bunch yeah. of things. You put some money to the side and
you get to go hunt a geriatric old blind
septuagenarian yeah. big cat.
And he's like holding up the tail. Like he looks like a dummy in that picture. Yeah. The whole thing, I was just like, F this guy.
Yeah.
Not because of the lion that's dead, because it's like, you get to do this.
I know. There's a lot more honor in like paying $1,000, getting in a helicopter and shooting feral hogs with a minigun.
That'd yeah, be yeah. way more fun.
You're actually doing something good exactly. for the environment.
Yeah.
Pay
$1,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take this dentist. I'm sure he walks around every day thinking he did a good thing, and his money did. He didn't, but his money was very valuable. And if you have a $250,000
to like that government, because isn't a game yeah. warden like a government position?
Preserve, yeah, they're generally ruled by either by the government or a multi-government authority. Yeah, because some of these games, these preserves spread over.
For some reason, I imagined like he just gave it to a guy wearing, you know, just like holding an AK, like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Thank
Colonel
you.
Mumba. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
More. Give me more.
Yeah. Yeah.
You picked a bad time to shoot rhinos in my country.
What was I just? Oh yeah, I'd definitely pay $1,000 to be on Squeal Team 6, man.
Yes,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, go hunt some hogs.
Like a dual, you know, gun out each side of the chopper, just yeah. mowing them down.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, how do you shoot the little ones? You don't lead them as
yeah,
much.
Yeah, you don't lead them as much. And then they have people come through and clean up they just leave them there. They just leave the hogs
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think they just leave them there.
For coyotes and yeah.
carrion.
Yeah. It's doing its job. You know, yeah. doing the life circle of life doing its thing there.
Yeah.
Ants get to yeah. carry off parts. And
they're not supposed to be there, okay?
Yeah.
They don't belong there. They go back where brutal. They're from. Yeah.
Which is nowhere.
And they're tearing yeah, up where they are.
I guess it was DeSoto or Cortez or Pizarro, one of them, all of them. Who just brought like hordes of hogs, and they purposely let them go. So they, because yep. they're like rabbits, you know, they breed, right. and you know, you let some hogs out, you've got a sustainable source of food.
Right. Pizarro strikes again.
Yeah, I know.
Centuries later.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Any emails?
No emails.
Nothing?
A bunch of spam. You can read some of the spam. I think we're petering out here.
On spam, even? Okay.
Yeah. On spam, even.
Oh, man. That's okay. That's not good. I need to.
I tried my best here.
Would love to see some emails that say "Happy Birthday, Jalen Lee," for next week. I'm just saying.
Please,
it'd be nice.
Somebody get this guy a happy birthday, okay?
Oh, come yeah. on. No,
this is just the weird one. Hello, precious.
Hello, precious.
Your yearly description for Norton Total Protection has been successfully renewed.
Why does antivirus software seem so virusy?
I know. You know, the way it pops up, it's like, couldn't you disguise it a little better?
Right. It's like you have to know your enemy. You have to think like your enemy, okay? Yeah.
It'll be like big, blocky, colorful letters, like scanning. Like, yeah. This doesn't seem right.
Well, I don't know if it's like a job security thing. It's like, well, you get a little virus with the antivirus stuff. You know, just that's like, how you know it's working.
Once every couple months, it releases a virus. Hey, we fixed it.
Yeah, we
fixed it for you.
Yeah. It's like the Tonkin Bay all over again.
Yeah, yeah.
Gulf, I guess.
Oh, ready to go for Tonkin.
That was great. I don't know. One thing, awkward conversations. We're regrettably, we have a lot of that on Regrettable. We did get to witness one a few minutes ago. That might as well be worth saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Please, thank you. About.
So having lunch with folks, and the question of vaccinations came up, COVID-19 vaccination, which is a little personal to me.
Absolutely.
I really don't want to talk about that personally. True. But any case, someone we work with did tragically lose a close relative because of COVID-19. And we all know that.
Right.
We've all worked here since that's happened. Unfortunately, someone forgot that. So they decided to talk about how they thought it was a government conspiracy, blah, blah, blah. Just a very insensitive. It's a conversation that should have never developed in the first place.
True, not in the workplace.
But if there was a way to make it just absolutely stupid like that, it unfolded before our eyes there. Impressively. Yes. It was impressively stupid.
It was impressively stupid. I was like, wow, I didn't know this could happen.
It's
like the
shocked.
Set of a comedian's a set or something, you know? Yeah. It's not...
Yeah, you would have thought the conversation would...
Hey!
Kramer! Why'd you bring it up in front of her?
Hey! Hey-o!
Sorry. Yeah, well, I think that's going to wrap it up here.
Yes.
We're
going
to wrap it up after that.
22nd episode?
22nd
in the books.
It's literally a 22nd episode. That's all I can glean from this hour and a half we've sat here recording. We'll get 20 usable seconds of us being, you know, promote and Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
I still like that.
Okay, yeah.
20 seconds of
another approximately 1 hour of your life absolutely ruined. Yes, I know mine was, so I hope yours was too.
Yeah, we come in here, we realize we've wasted an hour of our lives, so we make sure we put it on the podcast so can waste an hour too.
We're not going down alone.
That's right. We're bringing you all with us.
Like,
so freaking
Titanic
shoot us an email.
Yeah. Shoot us an email. Tell us how horrible this thing is. I'd like to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm down.
All right. Anyway, regrettablejtp@gmail.com, washtoppodcast.com/regrettable, washtoppodcast.com/hostinghochatown, jlindleysenior@gmail.com is
nice,
the thing there.
And informal shout out to our two new people.
Yes, yes. So Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown Tequeen.
Booyah.
And
the Mountain Fork Distillery.
Mountain Fork Distillery. I will have that tattooed on my head, I promise you. So.
Hey, that should be advertised. That should be some prime advertising space.
Yeah, like, that place is wicked.
Yeah,
Like people who get their names on their belt, like, hey, I'm James. That's
We already have enjoyed their spirits on the Regrettable podcast.
Yeah,
and
shouted them out.
And shouted them out. And I sent a link to that specific shout out to one of the owners, and he loved it. So that was part of the reason why that this is the way it is.
That vodka?
Spear Point,
yes. One of the best I've had. And I feel I'm a little bit of a connoisseur about it, too. So.
Okay, so yeah, you go to Hosting Hochatown number 4. With Blue McDaniel, he's one of the engineers of the distilling company.
Right.
And his brother is the distiller, the chemical engineer. Blue said that it is actually smoother, so you take a larger drink thinking you got to get to that vodka taste.
Yeah.
So you get drunk quicker. So ease off a little bit.
Ah, well, it's not as like bad as Grey Goose or the other ones where it's like, what just happened to me? That type of stuff is like every drink. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, this is definitely vodka. Yeah,
waking
definitely.
Up in a dumpster tomorrow now.
Yes, very good taste.
Oh, Mr. Belvedere, I didn't wake up in a stable covered in hay, and what happened?